Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, officially engaged, announced the news on their social media yesterday afternoon. Mikey O'Loughlin is the showbiz editor of RSVP. I mean, the world must be obsessed with this news, Mikey.
Absolutely. You know, Taylor Swift is one of the biggest singers in the world. You know, she's one of those generational stars that will be talked about, obviously, now and for years to come. And then to be in a relationship with an NFL star. I know we don't really know that much about him over here in Ireland, but he is a mega star in the US. And, you know, the combination of them together has just made for a huge power couple, an absolutely massive power couple.
Are they the power couple of the Gen Z generation?
Absolutely. You know, there's a formula that you need to have, you know, when it comes to a power couple. And to come from two very different industries, one coming from sports, one coming from music entertainment, and then combining, you're bringing two massive fan bases together as well. You're bringing all of Travis Kelce's fan base, all of Taylor Swift's, and swirling it all up. We see a lot of actors maybe getting together, singers getting together, and they might have their own fan bases that may, you know, dipping into the same pool. But here we're seeing two massive stars combining.
Yeah, Holly Breslin, entertainment and pop culture content creator, is joining us as well, Mikey. What other celeb couples have been, well, the equivalent kind of power couples of their generation, Holly?
Oh, well, I was thinking about this, and there's been so many. I mean, even just Posh and Bex obviously have been the absolute it couple, the complete power couple. I even just like looked them up there a couple of minutes ago, and even then you look them up and one of their names and immediately it's all headlines of them as a couple and how they're still smitten together and how they're such a real lovable couple so many years on and how they've made it through it all. You've also got the likes of, I mean, Barack and Michelle Obama, I think, are absolutely it as well. So many different couples, Beyonce and Jay-Z as well. We've really had different ones throughout the years. And I do agree. I think Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are really the it couple of right now.
Yeah, I would think that probably Posh and Bex were kind of that power couple, that celebrity power couple of my generation when I was a teen, and she was obviously Spice Girls at the height of their fame. And Beckham, of course, and Man United and football and all of that. Like, they were kind of that couple of my time, probably the equivalent of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I suppose here at home, Mikey, Brian O'Driscoll, Amy Huberman, would they be the Irish equivalent?
I think so. And again, you've got that combination of different industries. You've got Amy coming from writing and acting. She would have been massive in The Clinic at the time, which was one of the biggest shows that's to ever, right, come on RTE. And then Brian O'Driscoll, like, Ireland's greatest rugby player. Like, that's an argument probably for another day. And, you know, when they combined, they met through an agent of theirs or a friend of theirs. And their wedding was just 15 years ago in July 2010. And, you know, people call it our version of the royal wedding, comparing them to Will and Kate across the pond, who got married a year later. And you know, they've created what they have done that's different to the Beckhams. I think the Beckhams really created this brand. They weren't just husband and wife. They created a brand around their second name, which has never disappeared and has generated publicity even for their own kids. You know, the perfumes, clothing ranges, makeup lines. They began it with his career in Manchester United. They moved to Madrid, taking over Europe before moving to LA when he signed with LA Galaxy over there. And they took the world by storm, becoming a global force and across a lot of things. And, you know, making money off your name in that way was probably never done before, especially when they were making money that wasn't off their own their own industry. You know, they weren't making money off her singing, and they weren't making money off her singing and his football, but making money outside of that as well.
Well, sure, he was a kind of a huge marketing guru too. I mean, wasn't he the face of so many different aftershaves and fragrances over the years as well? Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, though, Holly, they've got to be in the same bracket, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, especially for fans, who Taylor Swift has just such a strong fan base, and people have been listening to her music and following her different relationships. And then with her and Travis Kelce, things seem to be just a bit different. And I think that Travis Kelce was kind of introduced to a larger audience as well. I know some sports fans, some American football fans might argue with that, but it's certainly over on this side of the world anyway. We were much knew Taylor Swift much more than Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
But they've really kind of been, they've kind of come together as a brand. People associate them with each other so much now. They really are, I mean, people really look up to them as a couple.
What makes the celebrity couple, you know, because you've a lot of people. I mean, you can talk about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie as well, Mikey, over the years. I mean, they could have fallen into that bracket. I know you mentioned Prince William and Kate Middleton, but both names, I suppose, need to be powerhouses, don't they?
I think that's the ingredients of becoming a power couple, is both names being absolutely massive, having established their own careers in advance, and then coming together to create this massive name and this massive relationship that people are just obsessed with. You're not just obsessed with the actor or the musician or the sports star. You're obsessed with them as an actual couple and their relationship. I think that's when you look at Brangelina, as they were once known, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, that's what it was. We wanted to know about their kids. We wanted to know about their relationship, their marriage. They were constantly on the cover of magazines showing off their kids and their wedding and everything. And that obsession is what really defines what a power couple is.
Brooklyn Beckhamshire, he has a spice range, hasn't he, Hallie, as well? Or he has some kind of a spice sauce, I think, or something out at the moment too, hasn't he?
Yeah, the Beckham kids have really, like, gotten kind of famous in their own rights as well, and with their own partners as well, and have kind of marketed themselves throughout different ways, whether it was just photography and modeling and hanging out with other celebrities. So they've really done well off their parents' fame, the Beckham kids. They've done it well.
Yeah. Just finally, great text here, Mikey, from a listener who says, the last time a huge sports star married another huge sports star, it has to be Posh and Becks. They got married in Ireland. I think we should offer Taylor and Travis a free wedding in Ireland. It'd be huge for the country. But there's an idea.
Absolutely. Luttrellstown Castle is very famous for having the wedding there. And their wedding was the biggest magazine deal at the time. They got £1 million from OK Magazine for the exclusive pictures, which actually happened accidentally. It was a very good BBC documentary on that. So I think if we got with amazing hotels and castles here in Ireland, Taylor is familiar with the country. She's been here before. Obviously performing, but here with an ex-boyfriend when he was filming a show. So she's very familiar with the area. So, you know, we might get something like that. Just don't forget, a couple of weeks ago, Derry Girls star Saoirse Monica Jackson got married.
That's
in
right.
Kerry. So, you know, Taylor could be looking to her for some tips as well.
I'd say every hotel tuned in now today, straight on trying to contact their PR and management with an offer of a free wedding. Mikey O'Loughlin, showbiz editor of RSVP, Hallie Breslin, pop culture content creator. Thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.